Book of the Revelation, please. Chapter 2. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 26. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 26. He that overcometh and keepeth my word unto the end, to him will I give authority over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to pieces, even as I received from my Father. Verse 28, our subject. I will give him the morning star. Our subject, the morning star. Book of Job, please. Chapter 38. Book of Job, chapter 38. Verse 4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. The morning star, a sign of joy, a sign of happiness. I remember the first time I saw the morning star. 6:15 one morning in New York City, that wicked city. What was I doing up at 6:15 outdoors, age 16? I won't go into that. But I saw this bright, bright object. It was dawn. I had never seen it before. I looked and I looked. The only bright object in the sky. I looked into it. It was the morning star. What does the morning star tell us? The morning star tells us that the sun is going to shine. And any time you see the morning sun, morning star, you know the sun is coming right out. Book of the Revelation, please, chapter 22. Book of the Revelation, chapter 22. Verse 16. Revelation 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things to the churches. I, Jesus, am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. The Lord Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. I was about to say canticle. Book of Solomon. Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10. The Lord Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. Verse 10, Song of Solomon 5. My beloved is white and ruddy, the fairest, the chiefest among 10,000. The Lord Jesus Christ, the chiefest among 10,000, the bright and morning star. Is the Lord Jesus Christ the chiefest among 10,000? Let's examine one little fact, if you will. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Verse 36. As they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, saith unto them, Peace be unto you. They were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. He said unto them, Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. What did they see in his hands? The marks of Calvary. He had just arisen a little while ago. The marks of Calvary. John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Verse 19. Then the same day at even, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Verse 24. But Thomas was one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see his hands, in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger in the print of the nails, thrust my hand to his side, I will not believe. After 8 days again his disciples were within, Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy hand, behold my hands, reach hither thy finger, thrust it into my side, and be not faithless. The marks of the nails were in his hands, the mark was in his side. The book of the Revelation. Chapter 5. Immediately after his resurrection, the marks were there in his hands. The marks of Calvary. Book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 6. Mark you now. He is arisen and he's back in heaven. I beheld that lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as if it had been slain. Here he is returned to heaven, and the marks are still there. We read in the Psalms that he is the fairest of 10,000. How could he be the fairest when there are nail prints in his hand? It would seem to me that the nail prints would mar his beauty. The story is told of a mother and child. And when this little child was in the crib, a fire occurred in the house, in the room, surrounded the crib. To rescue her child, this mother put her hands in and pulled the child out. As a result of that, her hands were severely burned. And if you've ever seen a severely burned hand, with the best of treatment, they are very unsightly. And as this child grew, she noticed that her mother always wore gloves. when she got to age where she could talk, "Mother, why do you wear gloves?" "My dear, when the fire was surrounding your crib, I saved you and my hands were burned." You know what's going to come next. "Mother, let me see your hands." "Oh, no, my child. If you have ever seen burned hands, they are very unsightly." "Mother, let me see your hands." One day the mother said, "Sit down. I'm going to let you see my hands, but you're not going to like them and you're going to be very upset. But since you insist, you shall see my hands." She took off the gloves. This little girl looked those burned hands, deformed, ill-shaped. "Mother, mother, these hands are beautiful. They saved my life." He's the only one with nail prints in his hand. The nail prints are not going to detract from him. They're going to attract us to him. Huh, how do you like that, beloved? And I'm looking forward to seeing him with the nail prints in his hand. That's how we're going to know him, by the print of the nails in his hand. Malachi chapter 4. I mentioned that whenever you see the morning star, you know that the sun is going to shine. Malachi chapter 4. Verse 2. The morning star, the sun is going to shine. He is the morning star. Malachi 4, verse 2. "Unto you that fear my name shall the sun," S-U-N, not S-O-N, "the sun of righteousness shall appear." Not only is the Lord going to come as the morning star, but afterwards as Son of Righteousness. And we read in Isaiah that he is going to reign in righteousness. You must pardon me. This light, instead of helping, it confuses me. That's what happens when you get old. So stay young. Don't get old. We continue. Christ is the Son of Righteousness. Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1. Did I say 31? 32. Verse 1. "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, the Son of Righteousness following the bright and morning star." Verse 17. "The work of righteousness shall be peace." The king following the morning star is going to reign in righteousness. I wonder what his kingdom is going to be like. John chapter 14. What is the Lord's kingdom going to be like when he reigns in righteousness? John chapter 14. Verse 2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I go to prepare a place for you. The morning star is preparing a place for us. The morning star that tells us that the sun is going to shine is preparing a place for us. I wonder what that place is like. It has been said that if Jesus built a ship, there'd be no leaks. If he built a barn, it would be 100%. If he built a garden, it would be most beautiful. I wonder what this place is going to be like that he's preparing for us. Let's see if we can get some ideas of what this place is going to be like. Book of Isaiah, chapter 64. What is this place going to be like that the Lord is preparing for us? Isaiah 64 and verse 4. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he hath prepared. Nobody has seen. Nobody has heard what he's preparing. And when I consider all the trouble in this world, I said, Lord, just take me home so I can see this place. Get away from down here. All this confusion. Wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Do you realize that in the world today, there are at least 24 wars going on? Or you say, I'm at peace. The world is not at peace. Going to prepare a place for us. Let's look a little further at this place. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. The King of Righteousness is preparing a place for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. How about it, beloved? Would you like to see it? We can't imagine it. We don't know what it looks like. We haven't heard what it looks like, what he, the Son of Righteousness, has gone to prepare for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 1. It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one was caught up to the third heaven. It's the place where the Lord has gone to prepare a place for us. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. How that he was caught up into paradise. That's where the Lord is preparing the place for us. Heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Unspeakable words. Words that can't be translated into human language. There are no words in human language to describe what Paul saw up there. Doesn't that make your heart beat a little faster? What is it going to be like? Eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard where we are going. First Corinthians 1 and 13. I misled you. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. 13 and 12. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. You wonder what's happening to me. I have told you before, don't get old. But you'll do just what I'm doing. 13:12, please. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but I shall know as I am known. That place that he is preparing for us, the Son of Righteousness. What a place that is. Book of the Revelation. Oh, no. 1 John chapter 3. There's something real nice there. 1 John chapter 3. This place that he's going to prepare for us. I hope that you get the thrill that I get as I read these scriptures. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Now, you know, the folks in Hollywood, you know, those pretty people, they go to the plastic surgeon to get their noses straight. Get their hair set back. Get their eyebrows raised. Get their chin fixed in order. Get their necks fixed in order. They want to be pretty. Read with me. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the children of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we're going to be like him. How do you like him? One day, Arthur Garnes is going to be good looking. But that's what he said. I'm going to be like him. And all the plastic surgeries that they do out in California, they won't be able to compare with me. Isn't that something to look forward to? That's where we're going. That's the place where the King of Righteousness is preparing for us. Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11, did I say? Verse 15. The seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of the Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. I like that. He shall reign forever. There won't be any election every 4 years putting in a new man, putting in new people in Congress. One king, the righteous king. You know, that's another word that I like, righteous, R-I-G-H-T. He's going to do everything right. Thank you, brother. Listening to the radio recently, I heard an outstanding radio man said, "The trouble is we don't know what to do." And he's going to do everything right. That's what I'm looking forward to, not down here. These folks down here are just making it worse and worse and worse. I'm looking forward to being up there. Chapter 19, please. Verse 6. I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, "Hallelujah! The Lord God reigneth forever." That's going to sound. No more wars, no more fights. He's going to reign forever in righteousness. And Arthur Garns is going to be there. Are you going to be there? If you are not sure and know for sure that you're not going to be there, or whether you're going to be, stay behind and we'll tell you how you can be sure that you're going to be in this place. Chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God." Next verse. "God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Isn't that nice? No more crying. "There shall be no more death." That's a good one, isn't it? Where I'm going, there's God. You pardon me, I'm very selfish. Where we are going, no more death. "Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain." Have arthritis? You're not going to have it up there. No more pain. Now, the way I look at these things and describe them may amuse you. But that's the joy that I get out of the Bible. Brother George was very kind, took me to the doctor recently. And the doctor said, "Your blood pressure is the blood pressure of a man in his 40s. How do you explain that? This book. You read this book and see what God has provided for us and what we have in store. It relaxes you. And the blood vessels, instead of getting narrow, open up. And your blood pressure stays down." That's medical advice. Proven advice. Chapter 22, please. Verse 5. "There shall be no night there." Isn't that nice? No night there. No need of candlelight or of sunlight. Tell me, Bill, how do you feel when you read these things? Don't you just thrill, or they don't make any difference? Maybe you have to get old like me. And these things are nice. No sun. And no night. "The Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever with him." Hebrews chapter 1. Verse Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 8. How long is this condition going to continue? How long are we going to be with the Lord enjoying heaven and all its glories? How long will it be? Hebrews 1 and 8. Unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. No ending. That's where we're going. Where the Son of Righteousness is preparing a place for us. Let me just read a little summary of what heaven is going to be like. No tears, no heartaches. You won't have heart trouble up there. Isn't that nice? All these people with heart trouble. All these people with arthritis. Oh my. No sickness. That's wonderful. Nobody's going to be sick up there. So you won't need me. I won't be practicing medicine up there. No death. People never get tired. How about it? How does that appeal to you? You're not going to get tired in heaven. They carry no burdens and never get old. I tell you to stay young. Because up there, you never get old. How do you feel about it, beloved? Are you anxious to go there? Or you'd rather stay down here? There are no separations, disappointments, or goodbyes. Nobody says goodbye up there. No sin. Oh, that's a beautiful one. No accidents, no cemeteries or funerals. No undertakers, morgues, or crepe on the doors. No one ever dies. I ask you again, how does that make you feel? Nothing ever spoils. Don't need any refrigerators up there. Nothing ever spoils. Isn't that nice, sisters? Flowers never lose their fragrance or their color. Leaves are always green. They don't turn. This is where we're going. And again I say, if you are not going there, remain behind and we'll tell you how you can get there. No thunderstorms. How about that? No tsunamis. No earthquakes. And no volcanoes. No germs. No germs. No fever. The sun never goes down because there's no sun up there. It is never too hot or too cold. Last weekend it was cold, this weekend it's warm. Next month we'll be complaining it's too hot. And the temperature there is going to be just right. These things thrill me. I don't know why. How you feel about them. There will be no drunkards or immoral people. How about that? No illegitimate children. How about it? No prisons, jails, or reformatories. What about that? Doors will have no locks. Did you lock the door this morning? Up there, there'll be no locks on the doors. There will be no lustful books, no pornography.
Oh, this is a nice one. There'll be no taxes and you won't pay rent. Oh, everybody ought to smile about that one. That's a good one. There'll be no crippled people, no deformed people, no blind people, no deaf people. And there'll be no beggars. I just mentioned it. There'll be no doctors or lawyers. They won't need me and they won't need you, Sister Hester. No doctors and no lawyers. No marriage counselors. That's where I'm going. And I repeat, if you are here and you're not sure that you're going to be there, talk to us after the meeting. And we will tell you how you can be in this wonderful place. The morning star tells us that the sun is coming. He's coming to take us to heaven with him. And after that, throughout eternity, there will be these wonderful things that we have been seeing. We ought to be a happy people. We ought to be a joyful people. Hymn number 623. What I am looking forward to, I shouldn't be selfish, what we are looking forward to. A glorious morning. When we reach our heavenly dwelling on the strong eternal hills, and the praise to him is swelling, when the paths of peace and duty and afflictions are all trod, and we wake and see the beauty of our Savior and our Lord. It will be a glorious morning. 6:23.